Welcome back to the Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, thanks for joining us today. We are going to be in John 15 this morning, and we kicked off the practicing series we're going to be in all summer. I think it takes us through August 10th or something like that. And we were in John 15, which really set up the whole series and the different spiritual disciplines that we'll be focusing on over the remainder of this series as we work toward really becoming more and more like Jesus, being conformed into his image. In John 15, I've read this passage many times, and something really hit me differently that I thought was unique as I looked through this through the lens of spiritual transformation. In verse 11, Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." And I was thinking about that, and it hit me like an invitation. Jesus is inviting us to experience and have full joy, that your joy may be full. And I was just pausing to think about that. What would it feel like to have joy full, to be in the fullness of joy, or to experience the fullness of joy? And in that, I think it's important to note that joy does not mean having perfect circumstances. We talked about this in the Philippians series. Having joy does not mean that everything is going wonderfully in your world, but it is a deep abiding sense of peace and steadiness, knowing that the Lord will not forsake you, that you are His, that you are with Him, and no matter what the circumstance brings, or no matter what the circumstances bring, you can have a steady peace, a joy that cannot be taken from you. And then in verse 5, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." And so once again, I saw this as an invitation to bear much fruit. What would it be like to have a life that is fruit-filled, one that points people to Jesus, one that is full of love and fruits of the Spirit, and love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, all of these different things that are available to us in Christ. And the invitation on the table from Jesus is to bear much fruit, not a little fruit, but to bear much fruit. And then lastly, this one is a little bit interesting, but in verse 2, I talked about some of the theological tensions in the first half of verse 2, and you could go back and listen to the message if you're interested in those. But the second part of verse 2, it says, "And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes," speaking of the Father, "that it may bear more fruit." And what's interesting about this is that the offer on the table, the invitation that Jesus is extending to us, is to be pruned. And when we first think of pruning, we think of pain. It's not something we want to willingly endure, typically. And yet, the offer on the table is to be pruned. Why? So that we would bear much fruit. And so, in that, I think it's helpful to ask, okay, well, what is pruning? And there was a definition that I found helpful. I just looked it up in a Greek lexicon. And the word being used there for prune has the definition of make clean by purging or removing undesirable elements. And when I think of being pruned in that sense, I think about what are things in me right now that I wish could go away, that I wish I wouldn't struggle with anymore. Maybe that's a need for distraction, or to be numbed for a moment by scrolling social media. Maybe that's the rage or anger that can boil up from time to time. Maybe that's anxiousness or depression, or maybe that's sexual temptation. What would it look like if the Lord took those things away? Pruning, removing those undesirable elements. Then the question, I think, for us becomes is, are we in love with those undesirable elements about ourselves? Do we desire them more than we desire to be conformed into the image of our Lord and of our Savior? And so those were three things we really talked about this past Sunday, and then looked at how this process of spiritual formation, this active pursuit of Christ, we step into this abiding in him. To abide, there's so much of that is in action. And that's really the key that unlocks all of these offers. You want to be fruit-filled? Abide in me. You want to be pruned? Abide in me. You want to be joyful? Abide in me. All of these things come from being connected and united with Jesus. And so two final questions then for us as we close our time this morning or evening or afternoon on the DriveCast is, who or what are you abiding in? Now, Jesus kicks off chapter 15 by saying, I am the true vine, which in and of itself suggests that maybe there's a false vine. And so who or what are you abiding in? And the good news of the gospel is that repentance and confession is always available to us. If we realize, you know what, I'm rooting myself, I'm being connected to things that are leading to being to having my joy taken, to not producing good fruit but bad fruit, to clinging to the things that God wants to prune or take from me that are really ultimately hurting me, maybe we need to confess those to the Lord and ask Him to transform us. Or maybe I would ask, is there anything in the way of your abiding in Christ? Is there something that you're using like a spiritual crutch to keep you afloat and actually then prevent you from leaning on and relying upon Jesus, His strength, His Holy Spirit working inside of you? And so I want to ask the Lord to reveal maybe if we're rooting ourselves in a different vine, a false vine, or if there's really anything in the way that we need to remove as we seek to abide in Christ. And so I want to say thanks for joining us on the DriveCast today. I'm going to pray for myself, for you, and then want to give you some space to pray here at the end of the DriveCast as well. Father, reveal to us that which maybe is in the way of our full and complete abiding in Christ. Holy Spirit, you promised to convict us of sin and righteousness, and so would you convict us of things that are maybe in the way? And also, Lord, by your Spirit, would you reveal maybe an area just a life that is not abiding in you, Jesus? Maybe it's abiding in possessions, or maybe the promises of the world of comfort and affluence. And Lord, if that's our hope, if that's our security, would you remove that from us and help us to abide in you and take up the offers that you have given us to be full of joy, to be full of fruit, and to be transformed into the image of our Savior. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.